It's 8:45 at Mix 97 on this Friday morning. Our guest is Curtis Cujo Joseph, longtime NHL goaltender in Belleville. Tonight at Chapters with his book, The Untold Story of My Life on and Off the Ice. It's a good read. You can be at Chapters tonight to meet Curtis Joseph. Curtis, you and I golfed a long time ago at the Tom Tilley George Ferguson Charity Golf Tournament with the Trenton Kiwanis Club back in the day at a golf course in Carrying Place close to Belleville here. That was one of the most enjoyable days I've had golfing ever.
Nice. I remember Tom Tilley Classic. Tom's a great guy, isn't he?
Yeah, and you were kind enough to come and play, and Tom's doing very well in the United States. He's a multi-billionaire now. He just won the lottery ticket last couple of days ago.
He did?
No. He's joking.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to give him a call.
Yeah, you are now.
Like everybody else.
Curtis Joseph, before we finish up with you this morning, as a kid growing up in Barry's Bay in the Ottawa Valley, I used to play hockey with this guy by the name of Neil Mullen. Neil was a goaltender, an Irish lad from a town called Killaloe. He was a great goaltender going through minor hockey. I think he might have played some junior. And Neil is joining us this morning. He's in the construction business. Neil, are you there?
Good morning, Sean. What a pleasure.
Yeah, Curtis Joseph is on the line. I understand you were a big fan of Curtis when you were a young lad.
Oh, my God. Can't believe it. Yes, I am.
And Curtis Joseph, Neil's going to tell you something, what he named his firstborn.
Okay. Yeah, Curtis, I was I'm a big Toronto Maple Leaf fan, and I was a big fan of yourself. Being a goalie myself, my first son was born in 2002. I named him Curtis Joseph Mullen.
Nice.
Come on, Cujo.
That's pretty sweet.
Nice.
Like,
am I the godfather?
I wish.
Yeah.
I think we just made a deal.
That's amazing, Curtis,
that's
when you hear
story.
Those stories,
yeah.
How you've influenced other people when you had such a tough upbringing, and that how that story kind of transcended and you've influenced other people to be inspired by you.
Yes, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And it's not until you're retired and you get to mingle with the fans at length that you understand that. When you're playing, you're in your own little bubble. Unfortunately, you got a job to do, you got family, and time is really of the essence. But once you become retired and you really get to intermingle with the fan, and then I was able to tell my story at different dinners, and people would go shake your hand and say, that's a great story, you should write a book. And then you realize that, you know, you really do have an influence on people, and maybe you should write a book.
Neil Mullen, is your son Curtis Joseph Mullen a goaltender?
I'm sorry, he's not. He tried it for 1 year, and no, he wasn't a big fan.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
No. I give credit to all the goalies out there dragging that hockey equipment.
Oh, my gosh. No question.
It's not it's not the glory spot, at least on the team, because you're the one getting the wax all the time, right? It's a tough thing.
Curtis, thank you for this today. Good luck with the book tonight in Belleville at Chapters. Neil Mullen joining us from Renfrew. He's in the construction business. What's the name of the company you're with, Neil?
I'm with Bonisher Excavating.
And I think you've done some work around here in the Picton Belleville area, have you not?
Yes, we have.
Now, Curtis, you'll have to look out for Sean because he's a huge Toronto Maple Leaf fan. You're going to see him probably today. He's about 6'3". Glasses.
Yeah,
he's gonna be waving his little flag. So make sure. I know there's a lot of people gonna be coming out to see you tonight at 7 o'clock at Chapters. But don't miss out on the big guy because he's a huge fan of the Leafs.
Neil, thank you for joining us from Renfrew. We'll let you go. Hang up, please.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Neil. And Cujo, thank you very much for the time. Good luck with the book. It's a great read. I'm so happy that you opened up because people are what they're gonna take from it. That a lot of challenges, a lot of hurdles. But if Cujo can do it, so can I.
Nice. Thank you, Sean. Thank you guys for having me on.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Let's walk off the earth, fire in my soul for Cujo. Good theme song for him. I got